The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Frank called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and asked about the deadly emerald ash borer. We'll tell you all about it in our first segment.
Dr. Jim wanted to know about how to control the spotted lanternfly before they become adults. We'll tell you what insecticide is the most effective in our second segment.
Jim from Mount Arlington called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and had a great question about growing tomatoes. Julio and I will discuss it in our third segment.
A favorite listener of Bloomers in the Garden stopped by Bloomers, yes.
Charles
from Sicklerville has 70 roses, and last year he called the program and asked about Rose Rosette. We'll share with you about our conversation in our fourth segment.
Last but not least, what's bugging you? It's time to control bagworm. I'll tell you what to do in our final segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome succulent potting mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniel's Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Church's Garden Center and Farms, Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Collegeville Do It Best, Ridge Pike, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. County Line Nursery, Harleysville Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome, everybody, to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, Frank called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline and asked about how to feed his ash trees, but there's a twist. Take a listen to his call.
Hey, Len and Julio. My name's Frank. I'm in Richboro, Pennsylvania. I have a question about fertilizing ash trees. You're probably aware there's a pest called the emerald ash borer, and every 2 years I get the trees treated with an injection to prevent the emerald ash borer damage. Landscape company has been asking me about a fertilization regime for the ash trees that I have. And I was wondering if there's something I can do myself. I don't feel confident doing the emerald ash borer, insecticide injections, but I think I might be able to fertilize the trees myself. And I know you guys got some great products over at Bloomer, so something I could pick up easily enough. So would you let me know if that's something a homeowner can do or if you really need to have a tree service come out and do the fertilization? I love your show. I listen to it every Saturday. Great show. Thanks so much for everything you do for us gardeners. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Frank. That was nice.
Really nice, huh?
Wonderful. You're doing the right thing.
Yes, he is.
Emerald ash borer. Wow. Although it looks pretty cool. Do you see the picture of? You seen that? I've never had anybody bring one in to Bloomers.
A borer?
The emerald. It's iridescent.
Yeah, green.
Yeah. It looks like it's from the Emerald City from the Wizard of Oz. It's pretty cool. But
it's cool.
It's another import from Asia.
Another one?
Yeah. Well, you know, spotted lanternfly.
That's right, yeah.
Where it is killing all the trees because what it does is it feeds between the bark layer and the wood of your tree and eats out all the cambium. And that's where xylem and flow sits. You know, it's where all the action goes up and down through your tree. You know, your tree's not the big trunk that's alive. It's that little section of bark that's between that layer, just below the surface of the bark. Wow. That's where the action is.
Yeah.
So with the borer eating that away, he's done the smart thing. He's making it so he's getting its injections. And that maybe you've seen a tree that has, like, it looks like a little white box that's drilled into the tree, and they put it, and it's a systemic, and that it basically absorbs through the tree into that cambium and then kills anything that tries to eat. It's a systemic.
Systemic, yeah.
It's not that, and it probably is imidacloprid.
Right.
Now, as far as feeding them goes,
that's a different
there's
story.
A couple of things that you can do. Simple, depending on where the trees are, how big they are, you could feed them with a Spoma tree tone. But again, it's a granular. You're going to have to dig a little hole. You're going to have to put it around the drip line, depending on where your trees are. Same thing, you do fertilizer spikes, like Job's fertilizer spikes for trees. Same idea as that. I came across a product that, and I'm embarrassed to say after he gave us all those compliments, we don't carry. And it's from Bayer, and it's now called BioAdvance, I think. And it's a 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed concentrate, and it's a drench. So what you're going to do is, depending on the size of your tree, you're going to mix it up. And if you're using the Bayer 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed 2, by the way, it's number 2, so there was a number 1. That you're going to use 1 ounce of the product in 1 gallon of water for every inch that's around your tree trunk, not caliper. So caliper is like when you buy a tree, it's like, it's a 1.5 caliper. That's another one of those horticultural throwout phrases that it confuses everybody. But how big is it? So when this, you're measuring around, like, you know, you go and get a pair of pants, Julio, you probably, what, are size 32?
Yes, you're right.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I'm thin. Not like you.
Hey, keep it up.
I know.
Keep it up. When Julio's not here next week.
Yeah, that's right. Where I'm at.
he'll be thanking me.
I might not be a bloomer.
Yeah. But when you measure around the trunk, that's how they want you to do it with this Bayer product. So don't get confused by saying, it's a 6-inch caliper tree or a 12-inch caliper tree. You got to literally measure the round the trunk, not across the trunk. So for every inch around the tree trunk, you use 1 ounce of the product mixed with 1 gallon of water. And that it's going to be actually a lot on some of the larger trees.
Yeah,
and it's best to make sure you just follow all of the instructions, and that more than likely you'll be putting it at the drip line. Now, you may be surprised, because it may make your grass grow if you have a lawn underneath it, where you're putting it there and it's going to absorb into the ground and then it's going to be released. But it also has that same insecticide that Frank is probably having the landscape company put in. Yeah. It's not going to overwhelm, because Frank said he did it every 2 years. Mm-hmm. And what Frank's doing, it's going to be a slow release. So if he has imidacloprid and this fertilizer mix from Bayer, and that it's going into the soil, he should be fine. Okay. If you can't find that product, using a rose drench with fertilizer would be just as good. It's a little bit different analysis for trees, so it's not that big a deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, look for the other one from Bayer. See if you can find it. And if you can't, then what to do is get, and it doesn't have to be Bayer's, it just has to have a rose systemic plus fertilizer. And there's lots of them that are granular, but you're looking for a liquid drench. That's going to work better and be faster to your trees.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And again, anything that's granular, whether it's the Espoma product or the spikes, they're going to break down over time slow. It's not going to be something that's going to just all of a sudden be gone and be all chemical like some of the, like, I guess it's the real older products that, you know, 10, 10, 10. I put 10, 10, 10 around my trees.
Right.
And what happens, that's all chemical, and that by the time you get past a couple of rains, it's usually gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but in any case, look for it. Bayer 12-month tree and shrub, yeah, protect and feed to concentrate.
Number two. Don't forget that one.
That's right.
So 12-month is great. Hmm? 12 months is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a marketing. Yeah. Marketing department got a hold of that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like for a certain time, you don't really need it. But anyway, regardless, trees, they lose their leaves, they're going dormant.
That's
so.
Right, yeah. Did you know? Well, you know.
Go ahead. Tell me.
You know, baseball bats are made out of ash.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's going to happen to them? Well, all the ash
they're
trees.
They're going to finally legalize aluminum bats.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wow. More home runs.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about
the Phillies
that?
Bullpen doesn't get it on, you know. You know, they better get it together first.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's another show.
Yeah, that's right.
It's down the dial somewhere. But right? I mean, what else would they make it out of? Make it out of oak? Maybe?
I don't know.
Well,
if they did, they probably wouldn't hit as many home runs.
Yeah, it'd be heavy.
Yeah, it would be.
It's because ash is light.
It is, yeah.
It's all about bat speed anyway.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Well,
you play
baseball,
right?
Me? I never got to play.
Oh, I thought you did.
I got to unload peat moss. Anyway, on that note,
yeah.
We'll be in therapy until our next segment comes on. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe Farm and Greenhouses, McCaddocksburg, Pennsylvania. Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Pastor just called. I don't have my headset. That's pretty stupid. Hey, helps if I put my headphones on.
Yeah, that would work.
Am I supposed to talk now? Thank you, Brad. What would I do without you?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Dr. Jim has been a friend of Bloomers for years. He wants to eradicate the spotted lanternfly Fleming's yard. Last year, he was diligent on doing things, and he wants to know about now, what should he be doing?
And he said, what insect spray do I need to use to kill the lanternfly? Nymphs.
Nymphs. Little black specks running around. And that that where they're real small and that they don't have, like, they get white spots on them later. Yeah. So they'll be black with white spots. And then they get those, those wings and that little red spot.
Yeah, so they look like ticks now, don't they?
Yeah, small.
Small, yeah.
Small, real small.
Real tiny.
So the question is a good one, and that there's a couple answers. One, we're going to talk about thrins. We talk about thrins all the time on the show. And thrins are a synthetic pyrethroid that is a chemical insecticide that acts just like a pyrethrin. Okay, pyrethrin, get it? And pyrethrins are the organic version, which are derived from chrysanthemum flowers. And they will control a wide range of insects. Now, everyone asks, well, why don't you just use pyrethrin? Because pyrethrins in the sunlight break down very quickly, and you only get about it. If you got to hit them, and that's all you get. And then they'll die off. So pyrethrins are not a good choice because there's no residual. And that's why we like pyrethroids. Now, Julio, name a couple of the thrins.
Thrins, yeah. You got permethrin, you got deltamethrin, and you also have bifenthrin. Bifenthrin, yeah.
And those are all active ingredients. Mm. In a way, I think that some of the chemical companies have done a disservice to the homeowner because they're not educating them to what is the actual active ingredient. They have dumbed it down so it's like, you know, super bug killer, you know, but you don't know what it is. Where back in the day, we knew isotox and orthene and malathion and seven.
The actual.
Diazinon. Yeah. We knew all of the active ingredients by name, so that way we knew how they control.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And that's why, we teach you about the thrins.
The thrins, yeah.
Thrins. It's a man-made compound that mimics everything that the organic compound does.
Yeah.
And so, except it has a longer residual.
Yeah,
most of your home pest controls are a thrin, mostly deltamethrin. And there's no better control, except for maybe, I don't know, maybe you could use Captain Jack's, which here's another one, Captain Jack's. They're our sponsor from Bonide. Thank you very much. We love you guys.
We do, yeah.
But why did you steal the name and blanket all of a sudden? Captain Jack's is now weed control. And it used to be really easy. Captain Jack's was an insect control that was from spinosad.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yes.
Customers could understand it. My employees could understand it. Right. You know, we could have a high school kid selling Captain Jack's like no other. Now he's going to say, here, you use this. And it's going to be a weed control that they're spraying for their bugs. I hope not.
Oh, no.
I hope not. No. So it's just
confusing.
All right. I should have saved that for what's bugging you.
Yeah. Because
it is.
It is a bugger.
So back to it. Right. Captain Jack's spinosad insect control. Now, Captain Jack's is that they came out with it originally, Bonide, and you can look for it on the shelf, but just make sure it's spinosad is the active ingredient. There are other companies that have spinosad now, like VPG has a Fertilome spinosad. It's all organic, and that's a beautiful thing because it does have a decent residual to it. That will also work. There's another one. And this is by Fertilome, triple action insecticide, fungicide, and miticide. I got another pet peeve with this.
Oh, boy.
All right, look. These are two insect controls in one spray. The active ingredient that's in that, you know, it's going to be a, let me see, we have it right here in front of us in the studio. So let's say it is pyrethrins. Okay. It is pyrethrins, and it's Omni certified, so it's organic.
Beautiful.
And it's neem oil. Now, neem oil, I have issues with neem oil. And my issues are that it says, you can call it a miticide, you can call it a fungicide, and you can call it an insecticide. Sort of. It's not going to be the first one if my roses have, you know, say, powdery mildew.
Yeah.
It is more of a preventer. So it's safe on all of your plants, but just remember, and I like the fact that it has a pyrethrin in it. So the neem gives it a little more residual. The pyrethrin is going to end up being gone in just a day or so, but it will control anything you hit. But it's just something, if you're a staunch organic person, go with the spinosad, Captain Jack spinosad, or go with the neem and pyrethrin combination in the Fertilome.
So would you say this one, the Fertilome, is more broad spectrum, kind of, or you know?
I believe that the I like thrins. Yeah. I like any of the thrins because they have that longer residual. They both have a pretty broad label of what they control.
The
neem say, "Oh, it controls mites," but. I don't know. I think that you're really targeting the nymphs from the spotted lanternfly. I would go with spinosad and pyrethrins a synthetic pyrethroid, okay? Not a regular permethrin. So that's what I would do. And I probably would do the thrins first.
Thrin first.
You know, one of those. And just, you know, read the label, make sure it's safe on plants because there are different concentrations that are made for, like, house insects, like household insect control. And you don't want to be spraying that because sometimes there are carriers that can burn plants. Mm-hmm. So, again, a carrier is that inert ingredient that how it propels and gets into places within your home.
So Jim would go with a pyrethroid.
He got you doing it now.
Yeah, I know.
Right? A synthetic pyrethroid.
Synthetic pyrethroid, yeah.
And then that way it's longer residual. Yeah. And he's going to be spraying every couple of weeks, if not more. Right. If you sprayed it every week, it'd be okay. It's not an issue, but it's that they're going to be everywhere. If you have them and find them in your garden, then I absolutely would go with spinosad. And I also would go with the triple action that has the neem oil. See, again, it's like, call it triple action. What's really in it? It's neem oil and a pyrethrin. You can spray up to the day of harvest. Mm-hmm. That's what I would put in my garden.
Yeah, I would too.
Sound good?
Yeah, you know, he still must have that problem with the tree of heaven that his neighbor had. Don't you think?
Well, didn't he get it cut down?
Yeah, but I think it still has some of the some of it left over. You know,
really?
the trunk
suckers,
probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably
could be. I mean, it is a it's in a pest. It's a pest tree by itself.
Yeah, it is host.
So again, if you've got a tree of heaven, you probably have spotted lanternfly. Although I think we're making some ground.
Oh yeah.
That I didn't hear it as much of a problem.
Right.
As we did the year before.
That's
so
right. Yeah, we
everybody
seen...
keep after it. Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye.
And then, because we're making headway.
Yeah.
We're making headway. Because this was a devastating insect.
They're coming out.
Oh, yeah. Jim has them, I bet.
Yeah, I bet.
They hatch anywhere between April and June.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that then they're, again, they go through the seven instar phases where they're black little specks right now. Then they get to be a little bit bigger.
Bigger, yeah.
And they have the white dots on their back.
Yeah.
And they're always transforming. So,
yeah. Now's the time to get them.
Yeah, you get them now. Then you cut down the population. So.
Yeah.
Great. That's what you want to do. All right, we'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy, we want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide contains bifenthrin, which is a highly recommended product to control the spotted lanternfly. Available as both a ready-to-use and a concentrate, they are a water-based, low-odor, non-staining insecticide formulation. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used indoors or outdoors. It provides up to 4 months residual control indoors and up to 6 weeks residual control outdoors. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide kills a wide variety of insects, including fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, roaches, ants, spiders, earwigs, crickets, and grasshoppers. Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide may be used around the perimeter of the home, on lawns, trees, shrubs, flowers, and even vegetables. So, the next time you visit your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's broad-spectrum insecticide and expect to have the best-looking plants and landscape in the neighborhood.
Green Acres Nursery and Garden Center, West County Line Road, Colmar, Pennsylvania. Herbin's Garden Center, Chestnut Street, Emmis, Pennsylvania. Laurel Oak Garden Center, Thompson Mill Road, Marlton, New Jersey.
Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, it's Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was on the hunt for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and discovered a naturally fermented material so effective at killing insects, it's the active ingredient in my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills dozens of problem insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more, on flowers, veggies, trees, berries, you name it. It comes in an easy-to-use sprayer, and it's approved for organic gardening. I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening, and if you've got problem insects, take your best shot with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider, or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. One of our listeners, Jim from Mount Arlington, New Jersey, called the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. He has questions about the soil and tomatoes in his garden. Listen to what he had to say.
Hi, my name is Jim. Two questions. One, what good does coffee grinds do for the garden? How do they help the garden around the plants? That's the coffee grinds, use coffee grinds. And the other one is, why do some tomatoes get splits on the top? They get cracks. Okay, yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, wow. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah,
Jimbo. Hey, do you know where Jim is? Mount Arlington, you know where that is?
No, where is that?
That is up in Sussex County area, northwestern part of New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that near you?
No, it was pretty far. Like, we were east, right. So he's about as far west as you can get before you end up in New York State.
Okay.
That Sparta, he's near Sparta. Sparta used to be where he got hyperhumus.
Hyperhumus.
Any listeners out there ever use hyperhumus? Bright yellow bag? Stuff was like Jello.
Oh, yeah?
When it was, even if it was stacked, it still retained its, like, puffiness.
Oh, that's
It was
cool.
amazing stuff.
Yeah.
It was amazing
What'd
stuff.
What do you use it for?
It would be the equivalent of, like, bumper crop today.
Oh, yeah?
Except what was in it is just humus. It was from a bog. It was from a peat bog.
Peat bog, huh?
So it was all organic.
Nice.
And that, I mean, it was the best stuff.
Oh.
It really was. And that... You just can't find that kind of thing anymore. Yeah. You know, people manufacture it, but we're taking up Jim's time.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so, Julio, did you call and talk to Jim?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit. Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah, he loves a garden, you know, especially vegetable garden. Him and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Real nice.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Nice.
They've been at it for a while. He was taught by his father.
Yeah.
He's a nice Italian guy. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice Italian family.
Gotcha.
So he's just loving it, you know.
And so he's adding coffee grinds.
Yes, he is.
And
yeah.
So, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
What? Why would you add coffee grinds to your garden?
Why would I? Well, I don't drink that much coffee, but you can throw it in there and help the soil.
How does it help the soil?
Yeah, it'll help aerate the soil. Okay.
Okay.
And break down the organic matter that's in there.
All right.
In the soil.
And as it breaks down itself, it adds a little bit of nutrient value, but not much.
Not much.
But it's more like if you have clay soil and things, but you gotta turn it.
Yeah.
And that it works itself in. So
right.
It does no harm. Is it that doctors, right? Do no harm.
Do no harm, yeah.
It does no harm and it helps. There's other things that you need to put in a compost pile, but I don't think coffee grinds you need to worry about.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a mulch that works itself into the soil.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Need a lot of coffee. Need about the amount that I drink.
Yeah.
You know, that would work as a mulch.
That would work as a mulch.
Cracks in tomatoes, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I can remember back on the farm those days where, you know, tomatoes would be cracked and there'd be these little tiny miniature beetles going in and out of the crack.
Gosh.
And it's like, well, they're not going to be saleable.
Yeah.
So... What did you tell them about the cracks in the tomatoes?
Yeah, that has to do a lot with the irregular watering, you know, that you're having, you know, you're going from probably dry to, you know, too wet, you know, wet, and that whole inconsistency of watering is not good.
So speaking of mulch, and if you mulch the top of the soil so that it stays evenly moist... that you're going to end up not having that issue as much. Mm-hmm. It still happens, but say you go through a dry spell and then all of a sudden we get a deluge of rain, all the roots soak up that and it goes to the fruit and it will start those splits right up along the stem. Mm-hmm. And that it's the fruit itself is growing faster than the skin can cover it.
Yeah.
So that's where those cracks come from. So if he's concerned about it, and wants the look of the tomato to be as good as the taste, then he needs to mulch them. And I would use an organic mulch, use cedar mulch. I would not use a recycled mulch in my garden.
Yeah.
It's just me. Recycled mulch and a lot of the mulches that are dyed and mulches like
black
that.
Black dyed mulch, yeah.
That they are 20% demolition wood. Mm-hmm. You don't always know where that
wood is coming from. I know that, you know, at ourselves at Bloomers, like we're, you know, we'll take pallets up there and they'll grind up pallets.
Grind it up, yeah.
And those pallets could have had all kinds of things on them. You don't know.
Right?
You don't know. So around shrubs and things, it's fine. But around something you're going to put in your mouth, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, keep it organic.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Another trick. Jonathan Green is a great New Jersey company, and that they make something called Magi-Cal. And it's magnesium and it's calcium. And that calcium is the key, and there's some iron in there too, mm-hmm. that where the calcium will stop blossom end rot. And that's that mm-hmm. thing that gets on the tomato where it's on the bottom of the tomato usually, and it looks like a scab, and that it's really from a calcium deficiency. It's not an insect or anything else like that. So anything to add, Julio?
Well, you know, as far as the coffee grounds.
Yep.
What happens if you use decaf? Is that different?
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
On that note, we're going to bird commercial break.
That's right.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Charles, I hope he's listening.
Yeah, I hope
Charles
so.
Charles from Sicklerville, yeah. New Jersey, stopped into Bloomers Home and Garden Center this past week, mm-hmm. and it was great to catch up. We spent some time talking about his roses. He called last year. And he said he had 70 roses, and he asked specifically about rose rosette disease.
Right.
It's a mess.
Yeah, it is.
Rose rosette, if you have roses and that you're growing roses, and all of a sudden the new growth is
looks like it's what they call a witch's broom, where all of a sudden it just is real, real full and thick around one area, and the growth is like a reddish color. If the stems get real thick or it gets real, real thorny.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's Rose Rosette.
Have you seen it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I was in, shout out to Zally's West Deptford. Mm-hmm. I was in their parking lot, and that it actually wasn't near Zally's, but it was near the Staples. And mm-hmm. they had a row of knockout roses. They probably had 20 roses.
20?
All of them had it.
All of them?
All of them
wow.
had it. You know, I could see it was all on the new growth. It was all gnarled and just, you know, looked off color. Uh-huh. And what that's going to do is that's going to spread to all of the other roses. And it doesn't spread like other diseases where it's a disease. It's actually a virus.
Yeah.
The virus is, it's an, a specific type of mite that takes that virus and spreads it to other plants. Now, and I'm going to try to butcher the name here. It's Erophid mite, E-R-I-O-P-H-Y-I-D, mite. And it's a specific type of mite. It's not like spider mites. It's different. And that's what seems to be happening, that mite is spreading to it to other roses. And we talked about this last year, where the popularity of knockout roses and the shrub roses in the landscape are now don't need to be sprayed, don't need to be taken care for. They're a great plant, and we use them, and we love that plant. But this mite used to be only on wild roses mm-hmm. and things, and now it's found a home in the local landscape on knockout roses. So if you have roses, you still may, knockout roses, you still should be responsible
looking
and maybe spray them. But it's not an easy thing to control.
Yeah.
It is active. The mite is active May through October. And
now,
it's so small that it actually can float. Like if wind comes, there
that
you
light,
go.
There you go.
It's taking flight.
There you go.
Also, if you're pruning, and Julio, you're always a proponent of making sure everybody cleans their pruners.
That's right.
After
always.
And because what happens is that you're spreading it, you know,
one
without
plant.
Realizing. It's microscopic. It's not something that you're going to see. It's not like, you know, a Japanese beetle where, you know, it looks like... You know, it's the size of some monster.
Right.
This is a tiny little thing that's injecting the rose rosette virus into all of the other roses. It is a serious problem for people that love roses, like myself. I love roses, and that you wonder why maybe you're not seeing some of the old varieties like Tropicana and Queen Elizabeth, John F. Kennedy. And when we were talking with Charles, he was saying he's looking for John Paul II. John Paul II is a great rose.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a shame you can't find it.
There is an excellent resource for information, for community group, and it's the West Jersey Rose Society. I want you to go to www.wjrs.org. Mm. That is the West Jersey Rose Society. They are an active group, and in fact, June 4th is the 67th year. 67 years. That's a long time.
You're kidding.
That's almost as old
that
as you,
is,
Julio.
I know.
That where they're going to have their rose show in the Maple Shade Municipal Building. Now, go ahead and get in touch with them. Terry Police is the person that you need to get in touch with, but just go onto their website. It's www.wjrs.org, West Jersey Rose Society.org. Great group of people, great information. And Philadelphia, the next day, is having their annual rose display at the Morris Arboretum.
Wow, look at that.
So you get to have 2 days of roses here in the Philadelphia area.
There you go, Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie, I hope you go.
Yeah, I hope
you
go. Too,
You've got a lot of information to share. And he shared with us that he uses a systemic drench.
He does. Yeah.
And he also uses a polymer slow-release fertilizer. And he's doing it right, and he cares for his roses.
Oh, yeah, he's passionate.
You gotta spray, mm-hmm. Especially where this mite is concerned. Big problem. Yeah. Big problem.
Huge.
Because again, it's not the mite so much; it's the fact that it's the carrier of the rose rosette disease.
The actual disease.
That's what you got to get rid of. You should really be spraying neem oil. And we were talking about earlier the Fertilome product that has the neem oil in the pyrethrin combination. That would be a great thing for your roses. I would mix that with actually another disease control, but that's just me. And that it has showed that there is some effect on the population. But again, if you're not doing anything, you're not helping. You're not helping. But it will control. If you spray it, you're going to control other insects and things too, and it's all organic. That's the best part.
There you go.
All right, we're going to be back in the garden with What's Bugging You right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Lititz, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider, or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, so what's bugging you? Whoa, look out. We're getting hit. Bagworms. There they are, folks. Oh, not tent caterpillars, by the way.
Yeah. Some people say, oh, I've got bagworms. And they're talking, I've got, this big nest in the tree. And it's like, wow, it must be a giant one. So bagworms, or you get people that do the opposite.
Right.
And they say that, I've got these cones. They're all over they're cones. I have these cones, and they're all over my tree.
Yeah, they just grew on there.
Yeah, they just appeared. And that's what bagworms look like. They do look like cones.
They do look
That it's this little bug that comes out, and I don't know. This is the one thing. It's like, is it the bug or the egg? The chicken or the egg?
The
let's start with the egg.
Right.
In those cones, if they're over winter, that there are up to 300 eggs that the mom is in the bag.
Well, mom is in there too.
But she's dead.
Oh, my gosh.
One season.
That's it.
That when she goes in that bag, she must become, I don't know. Does she get eaten by her kids?
Ooh.
Cannibals.
Cannibals, huh?
Another reason not to like bagworm.
No.
All right. So what happens is that these eggs, they hatch right now. They're hatching right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not gonna recognize them. In every one of those bags, it's like a calico cat. Uh-huh. I'd like to know, anybody out there ever have a calico cat that was a male? I've always been told calico cats, and I've always seen them, they're all female.
They're all females, huh?
So all bagworms, all those bags, they're female.
How about that?
Because the males turn into like a little like moth,
mothy,
fly-looking thing.
Yeah.
And what happens is so the females start creating that bag, and that their whole job is to create that silken bag, cover it with needles or foliage from whatever plant they're on.
How about that?
But they're horrible. They make all your plants look dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw one. It looked like it had a, bagworm coat on the plant. It was horrible, and it kills it over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, bad. This was about a 6 or 7 foot arborvitae, completely coated.
Coated. Wow. I never seen that before.
Yep. And that where they, when they hatch and they come out, that they can float. They're small, they're tiny. Mm-hmm. But the thing is once they're in the bag, you ever hear it? It's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
When it's in the bag, you can't control it.
Yeah.
It's not eating anymore. It's just, getting the next generation ready. Mm-hmm. So you have to spray it now, because now you'll control both the breeding population and you're going to control the eggs that came out. Mm-hmm. So it's something that is important to do, and especially if you've had those bags or cones on your plant. So it's time to spray. There are times where you have to control insects because that's when they're around, and right now is time to control bagworm, or they certainly will be bugging you.
They'll be bugging you.
All right, we'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, it's Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was on the hunt for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and discovered a naturally fermented material so effective at killing insects, it's the active ingredient in my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills dozens of problem insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more, on flowers, veggies, trees, berries, you name it. It comes in an easy-to-use sprayer, and it's approved for organic gardening.
I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening. And if you've got problem insects, take your best shot with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Schooled again, Julio.
Yeah,
hey, I didn't mention what to spray, but just like we've been talking about this whole show, you just heard it advertised. Captain Jack spinosad will work on bagworms. Right. The synthetic pyrethroids will work on. They're easy to kill, but you have to do it at the right time, right now, because once they're in that bag,
that's it.
You're not getting any control. The eggs are laid, and that they're going to be growing next year's problem. So get out there and spray for bagworms right now.
Yep.
All right, Brett, all right. Great job today. Thank you keeping us on track.
That's
we'll see you next week in the garden.
See you in the garden.